from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Let's talk more about the biggest story of the day. Certainly not just here, but in the National Football League. And Mark Raimondi, who covers the Falcons for ESPN. We get a chance to see Mark up there at Falcons camp. And all throughout the course of the year, guys, he's going to be on top of these stories. We want to talk to him for a few minutes. And Mark, obviously, you know, getting Judon was one thing. Today, though, Mike and I obviously been talking about getting Justin Simmons. 2 huge moves to improve this defense. That's where I want to start, and I want to get your thoughts on it, Mark.
Yeah, it's funny. I saw you guys a few hours ago before the Justin Simmons news came out, and it's like Atlanta has a whole new team. That is just a few hours later. It's a huge move, and it really says to me that the last 2 days is this is a team that they believe they're either a contender or they have a chance to be a contender, and they're putting the chips in the middle. You know, they're going for it. They brought in 2 veterans. They brought in 2 guys who have been in the Pro Bowl. 2 guys have been, you know, elite talents at their positions on defense. And by the way, it was a defense that had a lot of question marks in training camp and had already lost a couple guys to injuries. So really, really, really big stuff from Terry Fontenot and the Falcons the last couple days.
Yeah, we heard the comments of Jesse Bates today talking with the media, basically saying it's like, hey, man, join the party, guys. If that was specifically to Justin Simmons, so be it. But talk about their role and how they'll function as safeties, these 2 guys together.
Oh, I mean, it very well could be the best 1-2 combination of safeties in the entire NFL. I mean, Jesse Bates was one of the top Madden safety, I think, this year. Madden 25, the top-rated guy. And Justin Simmons is a guy that has led the NFL in interceptions. He's had 9 interceptions the last couple of years. So we're talking about a very potent potential, group there in that room. And, again, it was a secondary beyond Bates and Terrell that was very unproven, you know, was looking for guys to break out. Well, I mean, now you know where you're getting in Justin Simmons. He's an elite player, and you put him with Jesse Bates, and that's pretty darn dangerous.
Let's talk about Judon. I know Coach talked about this a little bit today, and, you know, we heard him say they can line him up in various places. What do you think? Like, is there a best place for him? Are we talking about a guy that's going to line up right, left, in the middle, all over the place? How do you envision Judon on this defensive front?
I mean, I envision Judon on first and second down trying to get to the quarterback by hook or by crook, you know, as many places as they can put him. You know, I think Jimmy Lake likes the rotation. He likes to move guys around to different places. But I think he's going to be your primary pass rusher. And I say that because they really didn't have a primary pass rusher, to be honest. I mean, they have Arnold Ebiketie on third down going after the quarterback. But I mean, with all due respect, and they're not bad players. You know, Lorenzo Carter, you know, the Devon Harrises of the world, not bad players, but they're not Matthew Judon. So that's going to be the guy. You know, that's going to be the guy, and they're going to need someone else to step up behind them and be the number 2.
It is Mark Raimondi, guys, from ESPN.com, up at Falcons camp every day. Do we have to add a sweetener to Judon's deal? I mean, do you have to give him a signing bonus? Or, I mean, obviously he was upset. He had been franchise tagged at Baltimore, upset the Patriots had never given him a new deal. Obviously, the market for a 32-year-old coming off an injury, we can understand where the Patriots are coming from. Do the Falcons have to do anything to lock this in? Or he just simply plays on his New England contract?
That's going to be the interesting question. You know, that's going to be answered, I guess, in the next few days and weeks here, is if the Falcons are going to look to, you know, sign him for the long term, at least past this season. And from listening to Raheem Morris this morning, and, you know, you guys were there as well, it didn't sound like the Falcons were ready to commit to that. It didn't sound like they were ready to commit to Judon beyond 2024. And then I'm not sure if that's just coach speak. I'm not really sure what that is. But, you know, it could be a situation where Judon was in a situation that in New England that he wasn't really a big fan of. Didn't seem like he was a big fan of the coach. You know, he kind of had it out with Gerard Mayo on the sidelines a few weeks back. And the Falcons look like they're going to be a significantly better team than the Patriots this year. So what better way to kind of showcase yourself after his season ended early last year due to a bicep injury? So, you know, you come to Atlanta, you show how good you are, and then you get a big fat contract, and you know, with whoever it could be Atlanta or whoever else, you know, in the offseason.
Mark Raimondi joining us here on Dukes and Bell, covers the Falcons for ESPN, and everybody's reacting
to the Falcons for ESPN. I'm with Mike Rothstein right now, my predecessor on the beat.
Oh,
I'm sitting here with Rothstein.
Well, tell Mike what's up, man. That's our dude. What's going on, Mike?
I also say hello. Tell Duke, we got to play golf. I have another one.
Play some golf.
Mike said y'all got to play golf together.
For sure. Yeah, man.
He's left us to be Woodward and Bernstein. He did for ESPN.
He did a great job. Marcus stepped in there.
Woodward and Rothstein.
Yes, right. That's exactly right. Hey, I was going to ask you, as we were talking about, you know, this morning and all the things Rob was talking about, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. With these moves now that have been made, you know, he was talking about the building, like the energy in the building. How much more do you feel like that's going to be? Now, I don't think we see, Mike and I have been saying this, Mark, we're not going to see that, you know, transcend over to the preseason game on Saturday. But just generally speaking, I mean, we're around these guys all the time. You feel it? Do you think that increased with this move today?
I mean, I feel like the defense played a little bit more juice today, knowing that Matthew Judon was coming into the building. You know, I really thought the defense had a lot more intensity than it has had, and got the better of the offense for the most of practice, which has not been the case, honestly, for all of training camp. It's been a rarity, and the defense played really well. The secondary played really well. You know, Arnold Ebiketie, the aforementioned, you know, pass rusher, had a couple of sacks today. And you have to imagine that news coming in, people are fighting for their spots. You know, the intensity is turned up, and there is, it seems to be a level of excitement that maybe was not there just 36 hours ago.
Exactly. We could throw Lorenzo Carter in that mix, too. I think would have had a sack on Penix as well. Mm-hmm. Of course, he's not non-contact. It's our buddy Mark Rothstein from ESPN. The thing about the this preseason game on Saturday, we've been saying
You just called me Mark Rothstein.
He did. I just bastardized Michael Rothstein and Mark Raimondi. Funny, he doesn't look Jewish.
Mark, I'm glad you caught that. He just, like, put both of your names together.
I could hyphenate him, too, Raimondi Rothstein. Anyway, Mark Raimondi.
You're not going to convert me, are you?
Mark Raimondi joins us now. Mazel tov here on the 084.com hotline.
Mazel tov to you, too.
So what about the Saturday game? The problem is the fans haven't got to see what we've had the access to, other than maybe the scrimmage, the practice at Mercedes-Benz. Really don't need to see anything more from Bijan Robinson. He's been dynamic. He's making moves. Even Tyler Allgeier was like, whoa, watching him. Drake London looks great. So, I mean, do you think it's just going to be simply the third and fourth stringers over the weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Raheem Morris has been pretty clear about how he feels about the preseason, about these preseason games. He loathes them. I mean, he really, really dislikes the preseason. And how can you blame the guy? I mean, they lost two guys in the first two quarters last year for either for the year or for a significant amount of time. Two key players on defense, and he's not a fan. So I don't see any key players playing in this game. I'd be surprised if there were, but. I mean, a lot of third and fourth unit guys.
Yeah, and by the way, I do want to mention this. You asked a great question today. I took something from it because I wanted to let, you know, our followers and people who listen to this show know about the leadership quality of what we've got in Kirk Cousins. But I know you're doing a piece. I don't know when it's coming out. On Matt Ryan, who's, you know, at the 60,000-yard mark, and I said to you, all the guys who've thrown for that yardage is in the Hall of Fame. And you said, yeah, but you asked Ra today about Matt Ryan and what made him different. I just wanted you to explain a little bit about that and talk about that piece that you're doing before we let you go.
Yeah, it was thanks for the question. And it was a really interesting answer, right, from Raheem Morris about Matt Ryan, because he basically said that the Matt Ryan that we as the media saw was kind of fugazi. It was kind of a fake. It was kind of a, you know, not necessarily the real Matt Ryan. He kind of put on, a face for the cameras. And the real Matt Ryan was tough, was ultra competitive, was kind of a hard-nosed guy behind the scenes and very demanding of what he wanted, and he knew what he wanted. And that isn't the Matt Ryan that we always got to see in the media. So I thought that was a really fascinating answer from Raheem. And yeah, there is a piece coming out on ESPN about, you know, all of the 60,000-yard, quarterbacks. And Matt Ryan is, of course, one of them. And yeah, maybe that jacket is going to be coming before long. Who knows?
I know we've covered a lot of really interesting personalities, and we were joking around because Billy Napier down in Florida said good people can basically win. You don't have to be a jerk. It just seems like this team is just populated by some really good dudes. You know, everybody on both sides of the ball. Have you covered anybody like Kirk Cousins, though, Mark, in your career?
Kirk Cousins is so interesting. I mean, this is a man that made a spreadsheet of everyone who ever tore their Achilles. I mean, Al Gore was on this spreadsheet. Judy Dench, I think, was on this spreadsheet. I mean, I covered the UFC guys for 11 years. I don't think a UFC fighter knows who Judy Dench is. So Kirk Cousins is definitely a unique cat. And, you know, it seems like, people really like him. You know, you ask around the building, people really like Kirk Cousins. They flock him. He's a leader. But yeah, definitely a unique guy in a good way. You know, very detail oriented for sure.
All right, brother. Appreciate you. Hey, Mark, we got some more stuff to talk about, man. Exciting. Enjoy the game this weekend, and we'll see you back up at Flowery next week, brother.
See you guys soon. Thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.